Michael Penix Jr. produced like a top half fantasy quarterback in his 9 games as a first-year starter, then tore his ACL, and then Atlanta signed a veteran to compete with him. Pick 224, quarterback 34, is the market pricing all 3 of those facts at once. This episode sorts them, the season on quarterback scoring, the standard 4-point passing convention, identical to half PPR for quarterbacks, 9 games before a week 11 knee injury, 166 of 276 for nearly 2,000 yards, 9 touchdowns against 3 interceptions, 13.4 points a game, 26 among quarterbacks per game, a rate that would have been startable across a full season. He is not a rushing quarterback. The value was in the arm, and the 9-3 touchdown to interception ratio was the cleanest thing about his game before the knee. The career is 2 short seasons trending up, a 5-game rookie audition at the end of 2024, then last year's 9-game step into real production before the injury, 14 games as a pro, but the direction was unmistakable. The arm talent that made him a top 10 pick was translating.
The pattern beat is a non-application. Our rushing floor rule, top 6 quarterback seasons built on heavy rushing repeat at 61% versus 24 for pocket passers, does not fit him. A little over a tenth of his points came on the ground, and his was not a top 6 season. He is a pocket passer, and the library does not carry an ACL recovery cohort for quarterbacks. So the honest read is the arithmetic. 13-4 a game on a 9-3 touchdown to pick ratio is a real starting line, if he is on the field to repeat it.
Muffed! The situation is a knee and a competition. Penix tore the ACL in week 11, his 3rd such surgery, 2 of them in college, so the medical history is its own variable. And by June, minicamp was cleared for individual and 7-on-7 work, but not full team drills, per the club, with week 1 the stated goal, and the beat notes, no doctor's sign-off yet. Atlanta changed everything around him. Kevin Stefanski is the new head coach, Tommy Reese the play caller, and the Falcons released Kirk Cousins and signed Tua Tagovailoa to a 1-year minimum to compete, with some reporting Tua ahead early precisely because Penix is still rehabbing. Stefanski's line, per the minicamp coverage, nobody is getting handed a job in June.
The price, quarterback 34 at pick 224. The slot paid 10.9 last season. He produced 13.4 in his starts. Our verdict, watch list. On production alone, he is underpriced, a quarterback 26 rate at a quarterback 34 cost, but 2 things stand between him and that value, an ACL that has not cleared teamwork, and a healthy veteran signed to take the job if he cannot. The caveat is the pair of ifs. If the knee is ready and the job is his, 34 is a bargain. If either breaks wrong, he is a stash. Watch the medical clearance for full practice first, everything keys on it, then the camp rep split with Tua, and whether the arm looks like last year's when he is back, the production said starter, the knee and the competition have the final say. If he's one of your guys, this show exists for your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.